So, how about just a couple of nice breaths to get you into your body, into the room, into this moment? And how about breathing into you a breath of loving kindness? And then how about a breath of compassion? And then breathing in loving kindness, breathing out compassion. And breathing into your body and out into the room. Breathing loving kindness into your body and compassion into the room. Breathing loving kindness into your body and compassion into the rest of this beautiful state. Stretching your breath, touching past the boundaries of the room, the state, the country, with compassion. And breathing in loving kindness, breathing out compassion to the planet. Breathing in loving kindness for yourself, for the family of the earth. Breathing out compassion for the earth, our beautiful Gaia. Breathing in loving kindness, breathing out compassion past the boundaries of the earth into our galaxy. Breathing in loving kindness, breathing out compassion into the Milky Way. And then begin to feel the compassion coming back to you with each breath from beyond the stars, from beyond the edges of our galaxy. Letting that compassion come home to your own heart from beyond the edges of our beautiful planet. This Garden of Eden where we are blessed to live. Breathing in the compassion from the beings around you, the beings of light and love. Breathing back in the compassion of the old souls with you in this room, the entourage of Kryon. Breathing back into you the compassion of your own heart. And holding it there in your heart like a beautiful violet flame, always burning gently and brightly. Always there for you to receive love, compassion, guidance, information.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. It is the fourth channeling of the year. Numbers have energies, and we'll speak of that in a moment. Four is structure. And who wants structure? Most humans would run from the idea unless they thrive on it. We'll speak of that. Dear ones, channeling is not what you think. in a three-dimensional way. You think I am opening a portal, and in comes an entity that stands alone, strange, odd, from a place you cannot even describe, and gives you messages and then leaves. That is a very old paradigm. Let me ask you this. Do you believe in angels? Most do. Who are they? Are they odd, unusual, strange, fearful? There was a time, dear ones, when what we would call the angelic realm, which literally was not, but a time when a multidimensionality of communication was given to humanity on a regular basis. It had to be, and the masters were here to glean it, and every single time an angel showed up, there was reverence. Falling on your knees in honor and love, appreciation, for you would know what was coming. Not fear, not fear. And yet the angels always said to the human, fear not, because they know what it appeared to be looking like. I come cloaked in all of that through a human being, which is the new way of it, with free choice, which is the way of it, in a loving cocoon that would not frighten anyone if you could really see it. For I come as family. I know you, and you know me. And while you're on the planet, so much is hidden from you, so you can discover it or not. The free choice engine is the one that right now the galaxy counts on to enhance and develop it. And you are the ones with it. And the ones here who know this to be truth and feel the entourage that is here hugging you and looking at you and honoring you are the ones we want to talk to. And the ones who are just deciding whether this could be real or they've already decided it isn't real are the ones we would love to touch and reach to say, it is okay. It is okay to see unseen things. It's okay to expand the bubble of your reality and your disbelief. It's okay. But if you don't want to, nothing here is going to judge you for it, and nothing here is going to hit you on the head so you will. You see, it must be your own volition. You have got to say, it is well with my soul that my family can speak to me. We are teaching you about a new energy. There'll come a day when all the forces around you, you think you are not in control of, will be yours to control. Among them will be the communication with spirit. For it will not be odd or strange. You don't have to weigh in whether it's real or not. You'll come in the planet understanding who you are. A piece of the creative source on the earth in a biological body doing work for the planet. And there will be no arguing. It's coming. Far away, but it's coming. And you're going to be here because that's the system, dear ones. Life after life after life got you to this place where there's going to be just the beginning of an evolvement. I want you to listen today to what is presented. Archival information, history, yes. But it's going to be about individuals who may just have known more than you do. Structure? Did you know that multidimensionality has structure? Did you know there was a structure to randomness? Did you know there's a structure to synchronicity and even change? You just haven't given it the numbers yet. You haven't put it on paper and made it laws of physics yet, but you will. And when you have, that is the beginning of your knowledge on how to control the elements around you through consciousness. The masters did it. You should be able to.
The teachers today may or may not tell you what I know, that those that they will teach about and give you the history of were masters. They knew how to live extreme long lifetimes that were average. Even the ones on the small island, average lifetime, 120 years. They grew their medicines in the volcano. They knew what they were doing. Do you? Do you? Oh, technical one, with everything at your disposal? Or do you? And this is the point, that the study of the ancients may actually give you information you don't have. You're not studying old things. You're studying history where they knew things that you should know. We've given the lectures before, and we've told you before, such beautiful things. How many of you get up in the morning and greet your ancestors? Let me make a guess. There's three in here that probably do it every day. Your modern culture, maybe not that modern, because you threw away some of the power with your modernization. Wouldn't you like to have it back? It's in there. It's in your Akash. It doesn't take much to find out. The honoring of the ancestors, dear ones, is the honoring of you in your past lives. Did you know that? You honor yourselves and your power and your greatness by taking a moment to greet the ancestors and saying thank you. Your family of old, some of whom are with you now. What a concept for you to awaken every day and see them in whatever form you wish to in your mind and say thank you that I'm still here. Thank you that this planet is still here. Thank you that we're going somewhere. If you knew the process of the amount of lifetimes you have to go through to get to the one you are, an old soul, you ought to be able to say thank you for that to yourselves. We do. That's just one of many. What other things did these who were ancients do so they could live longer and have peaceful lives and be happier and never have a smartphone? These are the things we want you to pay attention to. There's spirituality in everything that is going to be taught this day. We call it year two. It's an unusual counting system, isn't it? 2012 was the crossover, the end of the long count. The new calendar is upon you. The calendar is for all humanity, not for the Mayan. Metaphor for a new energy where you have to start counting the days different. Day one was not 2013, day one was 2014. 2013 was non sequitur, calibration year. It had no specific energy, it was filled with randomness. 2014 began a coherence of new beginning. 2015, you start working. So it's the second year. If you take a look at the two, it is duality. And that is what is being tested. Whatever the number means, that's where your tests are going to be. And we're going to talk about that tonight in our message. What's new on the planet that you really haven't thought about might be spiritual? What's in your news that might be spiritual? It might be everything I'm talking about. We'll look at that. 2015, if you add them up, is an 8. It's abundance. And you will say, yes, it's time for it. It's not money. You can have an abundance of, start naming them, knowledge, wisdom, peace, compassion, tolerance, understanding. It's time for that, is it not? And it will be the beginning of it. Watch what civilization does. For the first time. We'll talk about that tonight. The numbers are energies, and the ancient Tibetans knew it. Why did they know it intuitively and you don't? Again, I present to you a concept. What if the ancients knew more than you did? And what if they knew more about the things you should know now than you do? And that is why they're studied. Think of the beauty of the system, that it didn't go away, that they are still here because some of them are you. You will meet the good doctor tomorrow. He is a Lemurian priest. You might even say he's from a hybrid family. As close as it gets to the original source, he carries in his Akash something that very, very few humans do, the knowledge of the way it was. And in that, my dear human being unfolds his new science, which may not be that new. The ability to heal bodies without ever having a knife. Dear ones, stand by, for the future can bring you what you've asked for, or not, depending upon what you do next. You're always in free choice, and you always control the timetable. Sitting in front of me now, mostly old souls who know exactly what I mean, celebrating along with me who you are, and getting ready for tomorrow. These are the messages of the day. Let them begin. And so it is.